Now we'll take it from the top.
Here it is.
Sing your satire.
Sing, beautiful bird. Sing your sad little song.
Yes, sing. Sing.
Quiet, everyone, quiet.
Order is affected by such factors as...
Baked beans.
Time to spill the beans on this.
What is that?
Big black giant
dildo
strapped to the body.
Well, it used to be somebody's favorite toy.
It was about 200 feet long and was made of iron plates held together by rivets.
He may feel that he will not get enough out of it to justify the cost, or he may think the expense of operating is too high. So we come to the fifth step in our presentation and answer the question, what do I profit?
$1 billion in sales.
And I'd only earn $2.14.
If you are careless, you may get results like glow plugs that have burned out because of excessive current being applied.
If that happens,
have your heating equipment inspected
by a good many strangers wherever you go.
Just make sure you're old enough.
And have a good time.
If it's free of booby traps.
Then don't put it in your mouth.
It can make your face feel nice and soft and smooth and greasy.
This can easily be caused by improper service techniques and would result in costly repairs.
But it comes in handy when you have
a bidet, which should be standard everywhere, but which seems to be generally misunderstood in America. A bidet has many uses, all of them eminently sensible. And if you happen to own a dachshund, as we did...
You should never get into a bath without...
3/8 of an ounce of alcohol per hour.
But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
Suppose we meet one of the most distinguished members of
the Church of Satan.
Hi, I'm Heather Locklear.
Associated with satanic worship, suicide, and animal sacrifice.
Introducing the latest fashion bra from Playtex, Cross Your Heart.
Two juice boxes or containers with a cover to simulate heat loss.
Introducing Cialis, the first tablet for erectile dysfunction that gives you
fluids that is thicker and more viscous than gasoline.
It's all wood, thick and sturdy.
Only Peter was unhappy. One morning,
in July of 1794,
Peter did something dreadful.
Began to get larger and larger and larger.
He became part of the sofa.
Look at him go.
Look at this mess.
Look at it oozing out.
Look at cheer.
GMC, tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us
the motley caravan of freaks and charlatans.
That's one thing that is so wonderful about being a Christian.
No Christian glorifies God when he
enters the circulatory system through the stomach.
How does Bob do it? Who cares?
I care very much.
I don't.
At least I thought I did, but I suppose I don't.
What did God tell Aaron to do?
He took the empty wheelchair and pushed it down the mountain.
And bursting into the room, exclaimed with much agitation,
I'm going to give you a spanking.
In the most beautiful gown of lace and satin.
4.5 hours later, he was in an almost catatonic state. At that time, 10 milligrams of MER-17 was given intravenously.
And he knew what else he wanted.
A complete cessation and dissolution of his LSD-25 psychosis.
There was a marvelous surprise in store for him.
A gruesome display of monstrously inhuman degenerate behavior.
This is a joy to me, child. This is a great joy to me.
Some influence overpowers your emotions and thoughts. The soul urges to strike out and run in blind panic. That's it. Panic.
Just calm down.
Now close your eyes and just relax.
Are you relaxed?
No!
Good.
Now just relax and feel beautiful all over.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
We are being subjected to a mass telepathic projection of considerable raw power.
And that's what I like.
What do you like?
A severed human head in a plastic bag.
What do you like?
7 cans of tuna in vegetable oil.
What do you like?
Burning 10 hours a day.
And you can tread on serpents and on scorpions.
Until your fingertips develop calluses.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm going to give you a great big gift.
Gee, thanks, Daddy.
And her father killed himself the same day.
The subject many fathers find so difficult.
An occultic, satanic game.
A game of footsie sends an unmistakable sexual message.
Don't play games with me, Your Highness.
This is the silliest game I ever played.
Here's a little game we can play with our fingers.
Get a candle. Shove it up your ass while you finger fuck yourself.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Got a better idea.
Let's move on to Vienna before we all get shot.
But he was too late.
I'm gonna drown him.
No, stop! Stop!
The pain has been overwhelming. The struggle has been a lifetime.
Man, I gotta split!